Windows or doors sticking? Cracks in your drywall or brickwork? These can be signs of a structural foundation problem. PermaSeal can help with that. Free inspections, transferable warranties, financing, and peace of mind. PermaSeal, 800-421-7325 or permaseal.net.
Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, John Hansen with our report today. Good morning, John. It's time to appeal your property tax again, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is a little confusing, but yeah, everyone got their super late bills in the city of Chicago, which were up in a median level of 16.7%, but a lot of people saw bigger spikes. We've been talking about that for a couple weeks now, and you can appeal it. They've reopened the window for the assessment process. Now, this would not apply to the bill that is due in essentially a week from today. But the assessment period, which had closed because of all the fervor, that's where you actually get a look at the assessment of what your house is going to be taxed later on. It was already closed. They decided to reopen it for like 2 weeks, and the deadline is this Friday. So if you want to appeal your assessment and get a relief on your tax bill, it won't be the one you're about to pay, but it would be the second one in 2026. I told you it was confusing, Bob. It's an article of Block Club Chicago, and also I'm in for Lisa this afternoon, and I'm going to have a lawyer on to come explain this because it's really confusing how it all works. But there is some relief potentially for Chicago homeowners and some of the other townships in Cook County. It will not apply to this tax bill, but it could apply to the next one. So if that made any sense to you, keep listening.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, more information at blockclubchicago.org. And then the Cook County Board website also is a place to go. And their office downtown is at 118 North Clark. We'll be listening for more on that. Yes, sir. This is interesting because we've heard about the State Lake CTA station closing for 3 years starting in January. But the traffic mess on Lake Street starts today, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And you guys have been keeping us abreast of all of that. But the Lake Street Bridge closing, and that's going to cause huge issues, as we've talked about other bridges as well that essentially connect the Near West Side to the downtown area, the River North area. Three completely closed at the same time over this project. And then you close the State and Lake station, which is the busiest one of all, pretty much, on the system. And that starts going to close next month and is going to remain closed for 3 years. Now, the renderings, Bob, we love our renderings here. It does look great. It's a new glass covered station, a lot of light coming in. It's kind of a dingy station right now. As everyone knows, it's kind of connected to a couple different buildings on the Clark and State location. But that'll close on January 5th. And, of course, that impacts green, brown, orange, pink, and purple line trains not stopping at that busy stop. The red line Lake subway station will remain open. So if you're heading between the north and south area, I'm sure Amanda and Jeremy will keep you abreast throughout the whole thing. But just a lot of people kind of like, really, all of these projects all at once in the same location? Snarling traffic that has made some older people upset, too.
$180 million project. Those renderings better look nice. There's a pop-up, well, it was a pop-up at the Music Box Theater, but now they've got a permanent home. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is cool. I think this is kind of bringing back the neighborhood video rental store, right? Which we all used to enjoy doing on a Friday night. You'd scroll and you'd pick something. And there were a lot of indie mom and pop neighborhood video stores over the years that have all pretty much closed down. But they may be making a comeback. And this subscription video pop-up by Joe Swanberg and Terror Vision Records founder Ryan Grayface, as you mentioned, was a pop-up in the Music Box Theater in Lakeview. Now, it's partly based at the Davis Theater. This is in Lincoln Square. They had a kind of a restaurant cocktail lounge, and they decided to, it's called Sojourn. It's right next to the theater, kind of part of the property. And now, it's a cocktail lounge that has all these great movies going back to 1897. So before they were even talkies, right? That are available. And I think it's really cool, Bob, the idea of, by the way, there's no late fees here either, but you grab a couple movies, you have a conversation with someone, it's a curated collection, and that I think really answers the problem that I think a lot of us have of just scrolling endlessly through our many apps. Just, you spend more time scrolling for something than you do watching it, Bob.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Limited options on the wall, have a discussion. Now, I would just need to find a VHS player or a DVD player to play some of these things. But some of those exist too. So I think it's cool.
Remember to rewind. And where is this again? Where's this now?
So this is over at the Davis Theater. They had a restaurant there for a bit. It's now a kind of a current cocktail lounge next to the theater. It's at Sojourn and the Davis Theater, 4620 North Lincoln. That's part of the collection. And the other side of the collection is still available at Terror Vision Records and Video. So it's kind of split between two places. So there you go.
Finally, tell us about this Northwest Side mom who's a big nature lover.
Yeah, I love this. So her name is Megan Sklelnar, and she's just, you know, she's a mom on the Northwest Side of the city who's always looking for things for people to do outside. And she created a Facebook page, City Kids Outdoors, in which she has a lot of cool little outdoor tips. And I think the best part is she organizes hikes and nature play dates. As a new parent myself, I'm starting to wonder, well, when is my kid going to see a bunch of other kids? And I think this is a great way to do it, right? Get outside, maybe not when it's 10 below, but she does do walks, even in the cold weather, to bring moms, dads, kids together. And she does a Women in the Woods Wednesday Wellness Walk. A lot of W's there at the Laval Woods, the first Wednesday of each month. But there's a lot of other great things, too. It's all at the Facebook page, or you can go to blockclubchicago.org. But just a great way to connect moms on the Northwest Side, and dads, too, of course, and their kids. And what are we going to do with these kids in the winter? Well, let's get out in nature and figure out how to do it well.
Good idea. John Hansen, guest hosting the Lisa Dent Show, 2 to 6 p.m. today. Have a good one, John.
Thank you, Bob.